Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I didn't think they had a legitimate threat yesterday. They have one today.
And look, I understand the connection that Alexander, the assistant GM with the Chargers, yes, who's worked closely with John's brother, Jim, I get it. And maybe Jim has recommended that get together. I get all that.
Yeah.
So I would say this to you. Again, let's go back to playing chess for a second.
Okay.
Let's say this, was it Chuck Alexander? Chad Alexander?
Yes.
Assistant GM for the Chargers.
Correct.
Very close, obviously, with John's brother, Jim Harbaugh, okay? Well, Giant fans aren't in love with Joe Shane.
No.
And there's a thought among some reporters that wherever John Harbaugh goes, he wants to bring in his own guy.
Right.
So why don't we do this? And then we don't have to worry about Steve Ross and the Dolphins. You tell John Harbaugh, if he comes here, he can bring Chuck or Chad Alexander with him.
Both of them.
How about that?
Chuck and Chad, bring him in. I'm totally with you. That's exactly what the Giants should
be
doing.
And that's how you get the guy signed.
I'm with you. Go play chess. Tell him right now, if this is a guy that you want to work with, you bring him with him.
Let's 100%.
Go. Absolutely. Because
there's no loyalty to Joe Shane.
Whatever it takes. That's part of this, too. We haven't really gotten to it yet. But this is now a legitimate threat to me. So the question now becomes, what do the Giants do to up their value?
I just gave it to you.
I'm with you.
And here's the thing.
That's a good idea.
I didn't hear anyone else say that today.
Yeah.
We're the first people to say that.
No, I agree with you.
No one else said that. Like, if you want John Harbaugh that bad, and you think Chad Alexander is the pivotal piece here that would make him go to Miami if Alexander gets the GM job in Miami, then the answer is simple, my friends.
Yes.
Then you have to outflank the Dolphins, and you tell John Harbaugh, we'll fire Joe Shane, and we'll hire your guy.
Joe out, Chad in.
Bang!
Let's do it.
Just like that.
Just like that. Easy peasy.
I should run a franchise is what I should do.
You should.
That's what I should be doing instead of coming back here for a third time. The Giants should bring me in. Tell Pat Hanlon and Dion that I'm coming in to work things out for them.
In all seriousness, they should be, this is the guy. This is the hire. They have to go get him. Anything short of Harbaugh, Stefanski would be a decent enough hire. I felt that 2 days ago. I still feel that today. A week from now, I'll start to feel better about it. A week after the hire, I'll start to convince myself he's a good coach. Harbaugh is the guy. The New York Giants need to do whatever it takes. And if it is putting out feelers to John Harbaugh and saying, is Joe Shane a problem? And if Joe Shane's a problem?
Not even that. Is Chad Alexander the guy you want?
Let's go.
Right?
Because
he had a great relationship with Eric DaCosta in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think they live next door to each other. They're that close. No joke. That's hand to God on that one. I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty right on that.
Right. You're saying it in hopes of being accurate.
No, I read it somewhere. I read it somewhere.
No, I get you.
Whatever it takes. There's been a couple of TikTok videos I was watching.
Full court press.
I'm in the market right now for a flamethrower. Yeah.
A flamethrower?
Yeah, I'm in the market for a flamethrower. I want to buy a flamethrower.
For a flamethrower, you go where they sell flamethrowers.
They don't sell them at Lowe's or Home Depot. I wish they did,
I bet you they do.
And I live at Tractor Supply.
Ghostbuster
flamethrower.
What's a Ghostbuster?
Yeah, like the big contraption on your back, propane, the whole thing.
Well, because they have like little like.
I need a big one. What happened?
What are you going to the backyard and clearing brush? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, and snow and ice and stuff. Well, yeah, scare the neighbors.
Smaller, scare the neighbors.
Yeah, like I have a theory I'm working on that if I go out in the front of my house with a flamethrower, ain't nobody coming to rob me. That's my new theory.
Just like put it out there.
I just go out
there. If you're out there enough, like people see you with it.
Dark sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, headphones on.
Right.
And an actual flamethrower.
Right.
Doesn't matter what I'm doing with it.
Right.
You're not going to rob me. I'm safe. That's my. So I saw a flamethrower on TikTok. Yeah, and I also want another thing I'm trying to get, yeah. but you can only get it in China right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want these really powerful lasers that can cut through wood because I'm a little tired of my...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Age of chopping all the wood, me and my son chop and chainsaw, I just get a laser. Yeah,
just
laser.
Just get a wood splitter.
You mean like the hydraulic thing?
Yeah.
You still got to cut the log into 2 feet pieces.
Yeah, the chainsaw.
There's no log splitter on the planet longer than 2 feet for where the wood goes.
Right.
So that means I got to chainsaw the log down to 2 foot
chainsaw?
Things.
Chainsaw? You can't
Look,
chainsaw?
I called Von Rohr, all right? My good friends.
Yeah.
They rent
I
equipment.
Remember them.
They don't have flamethrowers, and they don't have lasers that chop trees down. They got everything else.
Yeah. They got everything else.
So I was on TikTok doing
thing.
That. And the third thing I need, if I may be so presumptuous,
yeah, please.
I need a beef jerky deal.
Big beef jerky guy?
Oh, big beef jerky guy. But I'm not a Jack Lynx beef jerky guy. I tried. I got a bag right here.
He's spilling it, yep.
Mr. Beast did a deal with Jack Lynx.
Yeah, yeah.
It's average. It's adequate.
Yeah,
I'll have it.
The kids like it. I got them beef
The best
sticks.
Jerky I've ever eaten was at the turn at Baltus Roll. They've got some guy at Baltus Roll, shot 73 there.
Yeah, sure.
They just give out free beef jerky when you go from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
It's the best beef jerky I've ever had in my life.
I was actually talking about this with Tiki. Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's? Like
the hot dog place?
No, Buc-ee's is like the road stop bathroom on the highway, like on I-95. It's like a gas station, superstore, Buc-ee's.
I have not. No.
They have a wall of jerky. You walk in.
I'd put that in my house.
It's from like the end of that back studio to
yeah?
this. Like, nothing but different flavors of
really?
Jerky.
But it's got to be beef jerky. I don't eat that turkey jerky.
Well, they probably have turkey jerky.
Turkey jerky is disgusting.
Ostrich jerky.
Nah, that's fine. It's a meat. I'll go, well, it's a bird, though. No good.
Yeah, no.
Got to be four-legged.
Got to be four-legged.
Got to be four-legged, yeah.
But yeah, no, they have
alligator.
They make.
I'm down. I've never had it,
yeah,
but I don't eat alligator.
If you go to the swamps of Florida, they have like.
I've eaten alligator. I never had alligator jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but. Buc-ee's, one, it makes excellent barbecue, and they have a wall of jerky.
Is that
it's
right?
Like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I went to that place, you know, I've driven south before. What's the south of the border place that you see all the
south
signs
of the
for?
Border.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yes.
South
that
of the border.
Place is such a dump.
Never saw such a place.
If you want to get diarrhea,
yeah.
go have
no,
a
you
burger.
Don't go eat.
Go have
yeah.
a burger while taking a picture with the dinosaur at south of the border on 995.
You go buy some Roman candles and get the hell out of there. That's what
exactly
you do in south
right.
of the border.
Well, it's like Virginia, right? Virginia, D.C.
It's in between the Carolinas.
Is it that far south?
I thought it was
more north than that.
I believe it's in between the two Carolinas.
Whatever. I went there.
But I could be wrong on that.
I had a diarrhea burger while taking a picture with the dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Great fireworks
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you get fireworks.
Yeah.
You get the hell out of there.
I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah,
my
no,
bad. All right, 888.
But they have the great signs. As
yeah,
you're driving.
Every mile, there's another sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With all the funny lines. You never sausage a place with a big picture of sausage. Yeah. I always got a kick out.
Oh, you went down there when you took the kids to Disney.
I've driven down there a bunch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. We call him Big Mac around here. Feel free to do the same. It's official. Fanatics Fest 2026 is back at the Javits Center in New York City this July 16th through the 19th. First lineup of talent has been announced. Check it out. Some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment, including Tom Brady, Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Aaron Judge, Kevin Durant, Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mike Tyson, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Diana Taurasi, Josh Hart, and many, many more. Plus, we're going to be broadcasting there for sure. The world's number one sports fan festival is back, bringing fans closer to the athletes they love through live moments, photo ops, autographs, and unforgettable experiences. Tickets on sale now at fanaticsfest.com.
Those of you living in New Jersey got hit with a 20% electric rate increase. If your current heating system is 20%,
that damn Mikey Sherrill.
Yeah, you got to heat your house with a flamethrower. That would help. If your current heating system is over 15 years old, it's time for a new high efficiency carrier system. There's only one company to call for a new system, my friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, of course. New Jersey's heating experts for over 38 years.